Life in the ER is, well, a lot of things. Strange, heartwarming, heroic, a little bloody. So we're going to hear some of those behind-the-scenes stories from two of our own ER doctors, Dr. Adnan Hussain, our medical director and the emergency department chair, and Dr. Adam Black, chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine. This is the Amida Healthcast. I'm your host, Caitlin White. So, Dr. Hussain, let's start off our story time here with something heroic or heartwarming. What have you seen that fits that category?
Yeah, so, you know, I think working in an emergency department, you see certainly a variety of ailments. But, you know, one thing which I think really serves to warm the hearts of the staff that work in the emergency department is when we have the opportunity to see a baby being born. And so, you know, that's not the most common occurrence in emergency department, but certainly does happen. And in particular, I guess I have a memory of seeing a Christmas baby. And that was something which I think, you know, was really special for the team.
Oh, I love that so much. And how about some like interesting or unusual stories? I know before we started recording, Dr. Black, you said you had a few. I'd love to hear them.
Sure. One story I sort of call the final cut. It seems like everyone who gets cut doing something tells you that it was always the last cut that they did, which I always find funny because sure, you're going to stop once you're hurt. So it's always the last cut unless you soldier on and continue to work. This guy, his last cut was holding a circular saw over his head.
No.
He came into the emergency room. He walked in. I didn't recognize him as a patient because somehow he got past triage and walked into the main department, came up to me while holding his hand over his face. And when he got right up to me, he opened up his hand and asked me if it was bad. And I saw right into his skull. His eye was missing. And I'm rarely startled in the ER, but it was so close in front of me and someone I didn't even know was a patient that I sort of pushed back and said, yeah, let's lie down and take a look at this.
Oh my God.
He was missing about a quadrant, maybe a fourth of his face calmly. And then the first words out of his mouth was, that was my good eye.
Mm.
So we agreed that his other eye was now his good eye.
Yeah, right.
So my spinal cut story has an epilogue of don't ever hold a circular saw over your head.
That seems good enough, right?
Wow. I'm
that
impressed
by
that.
Well, give us some other ones, Dr. Black.
Yeah, another one was an incident where I opened the curtain and a gentleman who was about 6'4", 270, and should be playing for the Bears, basically handed me his ear. And I looked at him for a moment and I said, what's going on? He said, oh, you know, and people say that with minor injuries, but to hand me an ear, I usually need a little more than that. Apparently this was a road rage incident on the highway where someone who must be 6'10", 400 pounds, grabbed this guy and bit his ear off and spat it back at him.
No.
So he brought it to me. He handed it to me. It was back during all the Sprint commercials, so I gave the nurses a quick giggle by leaving the room and speaking into it and saying, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Even the patient thought it was funny for the moment.
I mean, at that point.
I couldn't help myself. Those things present themselves every once in a while, and for the good of all the nursing team, they have to experience that. It fights burnout.
Morale, right?
Yeah. Right. So we put his ear back on. I thought the strangest part of it was that he just thought it was one of those, oh, you know, I don't really have to go into this.
Yeah, like it wasn't that big a deal.
Right.
That is incredible. I mean, either of you, it sounds like you guys still have some fun while you're at work seeing these shocking, sometimes horrific moments. How do you guys stay with your staff, like you said, avoiding burnout and staying happy?
My philosophy is, you know, first is do no harm. And then obviously, you know, to try and deliver as much good to patient and family as possible. But a really close number three, especially in the ER, is that there's something funny or weird that could be extracted out of almost every single patient encounter, or at least several per day. Mm-hmm. And you got to find those and enjoy them because it's the human part of it that makes it worth it and different.
No, absolutely. And some of those are, wow, quite shocking. I guess, Dr. Hussain, did you have anything like that or other stories that maybe were just as cute as your first one? You said you saw a Christmas baby. Any other baby stories?
Yeah, I guess, you know, maybe I'll join the weird and strange as I'm hearing some of these stories. At a high level, our emergency department is the receiving center for one of the state prisons, Stateville. And a really common occurrence is that many of the inmates try to swallow any kind of objects they can get their hands on, or they try to like stuff their body with like whatever kinds of objects they can kind of get their hands on. And so, you know, I've seen a lot of swallowed objects, some of which are more creative than others, but sometimes things like crayons will make themselves into body orifices. You can use your imagination of where they go, and then it just creates for quite a different physical examination as well. So that is kind of maybe one category. When I heard the saw story that Dr. Black had shared, it reminded me of a gentleman who was drilling a piece of wood towards his groin area, and the saw, you know, went through the wood, and he didn't really realize anything had happened at first. And then, you know, kind of got back to work and then saw some blood on his pants. And so, you know, kind of freaked out and came to the emergency department. And, you know, for me, he's like, you know, he was like in distress and I hadn't even examined him. And he's like, am I ever going to be able to have kids? Can I ever have sex again? I'm like, okay, you know, relax. Mm-hmm. Let's see what's going on. And somehow the saw had created a cut and completely avoided anything else in his genitals. And so
we ended up seeing,
exactly. And so we ended up restitching it in the emergency department. But I was like, dude, you are like the luckiest guy in the world, right? Like, so the way that kind of went down was he was very lucky.
Yeah, he deserves a Mazel Tov.
Yeah. I guess how many people could say they've circumcised themselves, right?
Oh, actually a bunch, but right. It's usually story.
Oh my God, a lot of saw stories. I guess that's to be expected, but it seems like we don't have enough saw education.
I was at one of my sites, St. Elizabeth's, back when it was freestanding from St. Mary's, had a moderate volume where we saw like maybe 75 patients a day. And that is, you know, decent, but not a huge volume. And we had two patients sitting in the waiting room waiting to get triaged. And they were back-to-back arrivals within 30 seconds of each other. And they both were construction workers. They both had a nail sticking out of their thumb. And they had no idea who each other was. They were from separate sites.
Get out. That's crazy. At the same time, too?
Within seconds of each other, we had two left nail gun to the thumb arrivals from different places that didn't know each other. I thought it was a bet or they lost a fight or they did it to each other. They swore up and down.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
That it was pure coincidence.
That is so funny.
So, yeah, that's how things happen.
Well, doctors, I'm sure we could chat and share stories like this all day long. But as we wrap up, I'm going to give you one more chance to just share your craziest, your most heartwarming, just one more story from each of you. As, like I said, we wrap up here. Dr. Hussein, we'll start with you.
Yeah, maybe in a similar vein of the similar presentations. So having a truly sick baby is fortunately pretty uncommon in an emergency department. And, you know, it actually wasn't too long ago that there was a 38-week-old baby that came in and was having a lot of difficulty breathing. And we ended up doing a lot of things to stabilize the baby, including putting the baby on a mechanical ventilator. So we intubated the baby. And then I came to find out that a second baby was coming, and it turned out to be the twin of the first baby. And so at first I thought they were joking. And, you know, it turned out that they had the same virus that was kind of causing this, but both babies ended up kind of coming into the ED. And, you know, at the time we're really sick, but we were able to kind of thankfully take care of them. And I've stayed in touch with the family. They're both doing well now, but, you know, again, having one is kind of a big deal. And then to have two was really pretty a unique situation.
Oh, I love to hear that. I love when you stay in touch with the kids and they grow up and you get to hear that they are still doing well. You only saw them when they were babies, but they are, you know, living and thriving afterwards. And Dr. Black, again, as we wrap up here, one more story from you. I know yours are a little quirkier, but what do you got?
Oh, I got another good one. This one actually happened while I was working on a Thanksgiving shift. So I had walked in and a gentleman, his foot was facing completely 180 the wrong way. He was in considerable discomfort and proceeded to tell me a story on how he was with his girlfriend and the husband arrived home and started to kick in the door. So he opened the window, and as the husband picked up a shotgun, he jumped out of a third-story building with no regard, landed in a heap. The guy takes his shotgun and very calmly walks downstairs, finds my patient laying in the grass with his foot backwards, as well as many other injuries, rolls him over, and then unloads shotgun and says, "You've had enough. Have a good holiday."
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you work the night shift or something? These are wild.
That was, I mean, this is Chicago. That was in the late afternoon.
Oh, my God.
So he survived death, you know.
Straight up. That is incredible. Well, doctors, this has been an incredible story session. I'm sure we'll do more just like this because this has been heartwarming and funny and a little horrifying. And that guy really has a guardian angel. But we appreciate your time and all the work you do in the ER. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, that was fun. Take care.
Thank you.
Find out more about us at amitahealth.org. This has been the Amita HealthCast. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Stay well.